Peter Kaminsky gives some tips for eating on the road and avoiding fast food.
How do you travel while eating with culinary intelligence? Are there any quick secrets?
It's tough. If you stop into any chain restaurant, the trick isn't what do I want to eat? Is there anything in here I could eat? Chipotle is good food with good ingredients. Often you don't have that choice. Often you got to stop at the 7-Eleven, and you can walk up and down those aisles for 20 minutes, and you're going to walk away with a bag of almonds and some water and an apple. Out of season, non-local, not anything, but it's going to be better than the cheese Doritos. Look for ethnic restaurants. You know, any place where there's farmers in America now, there are grocery stores with takeout food that cater to Latinos, and that is scratch cooking from ingredients. You're going to eat better stuff than in any Cracker Barrel, with all apologies to, well, no apologies to Cracker Barrel. Ethnic enclaves, by and large, are terrific. You know, there's, you know, Vietnamese in New Orleans and in Minneapolis. Those restaurants are terrific. You know, rather than worrying that you're going to stick out as like the lone whitey, when you come in with a respectful attitude and ask people about their food, they like you. They like you. So it's worth it. So that's one of the tricks on the road.
To hear more of this conversation, tune in to episode 107 of Let's Eat In. New episodes of Let's Eat In air live every Monday at 1 p.m. This piece was brought to you by Whole Foods Market. For more information, visit wholefoodsmarket.com. Produced and edited by Jack Inslee for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.